This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was in Israel on Friday. VOA's Rick Pantalone has more on the visit.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin assured leaders in Israel that the U.S. has their back. At a joint news conference with his Israeli counterpart, Secretary of Defense Austin says Hamas attacked Israel at a time of global challenge as the war in Ukraine blazes on.
And we remain fully able to project power and uphold our commitments and direct resources to multiple theaters. So we will stand with Israel even as we stand with Ukraine. The United States can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
VOA correspondent Celia Mendoza is in Jerusalem, posting videos to Instagram describing the charge and change to the tourist area since the Hamas attack.
We were able to confirm the governments like Colombia and Mexico were able to evacuate some of their nationals who were here trying to visit the old city when the attack happened.
That's VOA Celia Mendoza reporting from Jerusalem. The White House says that North Korea has now delivered more than 1,000 containers of military equipment and munitions to Russia for its ongoing war in Ukraine. Speculation about a possible North Korean plan to refill Russia's munitions stores drained in its protracted war with Ukraine flared last month when North Korean leader Kim Jong-un traveled to Russia to meet President Vladimir Putin. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Republicans have chosen the firebrand Representative Jim Jordan as their new nominee for House Speaker, putting the gavel within reach of the staunch ally of GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump. Jordan, a founding member of the Freedom Caucus, is a powerful position second in line to the presidency and will move the GOP's far right into a central seat of U.S. power. Officials in the U.S. Pacific state of Hawaii have released audio of emergency calls from the deadly wildfire on the Maui Island. Calls were released Thursday in response to a public record request from the Associated Press. One caller asked the emergency dispatcher whether it was safe to evacuate from the town of Lahaina after seeing fire in the backyard.
Lahaina is totally busy right now. You have to be patient. If you are safe, number one is if you're safe, please stay there. If you are not safe, you got to find some way to get to the ocean.
At least 98 people died in the August 8th fire. More than 2,000 structures were destroyed, most of them homes. The head of the United Auto Wheelers workers say that they are talking and taking a new approach. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Some 4 weeks into the work action, UAW President Sean Fain says he's changing things up.
We're entering a new phase of this fight, and it demands a new approach. We're done waiting until Fridays to escalate our strike.
So he told workers in a live video appearance that the company started gaming the system, waiting until Fridays to make progress in bargaining.
Today, we're not announcing expansion of our strike, but we are prepared at any time to call on more locals to stand up and walk out.
Fain said the union is still bargaining hard with GM and Jeep maker Stellantis, but he criticized Ford, which said Thursday that it had reached the limit in how much money it would spend to settle the strike. I'm Shelley Adler.
South African authorities say that they have conducted raids across five provinces to break up a coal smuggling syndicate blamed for stealing more than $26 million in coal, degrading state-owned power plants and contributing to an electricity crisis. Country's tax agencies that the criminal gang diverted trucks carrying high-grade coal to power stations, stealing the coal instead. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.